That's right, Alexis. Let's take a look at the Dow Jones Industrial Index. And you can see this is a two-month chart. We are right now testing the lows that we had in late January. You can see there was a big reaction. Anytime you see what's called a wick or a tail on one of these candlesticks, that's because this was a low of the day. We closed higher. We closed above the close of the previous day of the open. So you can see exactly what it takes to get that kind of reversal. We don't have anything close to that right here. So just wanted to point that out. Here is the NASDAQ. It is now testing this low within a few points of it. S&P 500, very similar story. Russell 2000, a little bit better off in terms of its lows, but the NASDAQ 100 has now undercut them. NASDAQ 100, of course, being weighted towards those mega caps. Now, I just want to show the sector action, what has happened year to date. I've shown this many times. Energy, the only sector in the green, is up a whopping 22%. The next best sector is actually in the red. That's financials, also in the value space. That is down 0.8%. And to the downside, we have consumer discretionary. That's taken some hits recently. That's down 16%. Close behind is communication services with Facebook or Meta and Alphabet, and then real estate and then tech. And you take a look at the NASDAQ 100, you're going to see what these mega caps have done for the year and some real big standouts. Facebook, Meta almost down 40%, Nvidia down 22%, Tesla down 25%, and the stalwarts here, even Apple is still down over 8%, the least worse off here. But I'm writing about this for yahoofinance.com. I'm going to be out probably tomorrow morning, just taking about the market cap losses that we've experienced since the highs. In fact, the mega caps overall, if you add up the capitalization of the eight largest companies, they peaked in November at about $12.7 billion. They have lost $2 billion, so now sitting at about $10.6 billion. If you're keeping track, that's a drawdown of about 16%, and that's just off of the highs. So really seeing this take a toll, this pain correction, this pain rotation that we've seen in the market, and we've seen it continue, and continue today as well, guys.
Numbers are so big, they're mind-boggling. But some good news, Virgin Galactic got a lift after results on their commercial demand as well.
That's right. And let's take a look at space here. And this is, one of our top trending tickers of the day. Here's Virgin Galactic. There's some nice things in the earnings. They're very excited about launching towards the end of the year. Now, this is basically a pre-revenue company, so I'm not going to go through all of the numbers here. But another number of analysts like the commentary and are excited about that launch later in the year. The company recently opened to the public the potential for commercial flights into space. Now, let me put a max chart on. This is a stock that has seen a lot of excitement in its very young life. In fact, this was when it was a meme stock. It got caught up in GameStop, had another run up in the middle of the year with the meme stocks. And there was a lot of attention even before that. We can see it had a rise in early 2020 as well. That was before, that was just as the pandemic was hitting. So this has been a very volatile stock. It's hard to see, just resting near 52-week lows. So 3%, really not that big of a movement for a stock that is underwater by as much as it is. But nevertheless, interesting to see some of these results playing out in the market here, guys.
And Jared, I know another stock that's sort of bucking the trend today is Overstock, surging, I guess, on that better than expected fourth quarter earnings report.
That's right. And also a related company, T0. I'm going to get to that. It's a cryptocurrency token. I just want to get to some of the commentary around the announcement. And let's see if I can scroll down. There we go. We do have some announcements here. So EPS came in at 68 cents. The estimate was for 38 cents. Also seeing gross margin from continuing operations. That's 22.7%. Estimate was for a tiny bit lower. But I think the real number here that matters is active customers, 8.1 million. That is a decrease of about 12% year over year, but in line with expectations. I think some of the excitement around this earnings announcement, however, comes with the fact that T0, an affiliate of the company, says that they have completed an added funding round from a new and existing partner. Now, this would be the NYSE, the New York Stock Exchange parent company, ICE. That's the Intercontinental Exchange. They've made a number of forays into the space. They made an announcement that they want to get into NFTs and collectibles in a few years. So I talked to one investor earlier today. He thinks that this is going to be a long-term play for them and that this is going to help tokenize stocks and that ICE is going to incorporate this into their trading infrastructure. Just a hypothesis, but that could be accounting for some of the ebullience, 23% of this stock right now.